You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 50% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 45% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December Deal Drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Good morning. Spanish lawmakers approved Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's plan to extend the state of emergency for 2 more weeks. The request to prolong the state of emergency for a second time was backed yesterday by the Conservative People's Party, the main rivals to Sanchez's governing socialists, giving it enough support to pass. In a speech to an almost empty parliament chamber in Madrid, the head of the PP lambasted Sanchez for his handling of the crisis, saying Spain had the most per capita deaths from the coronavirus worldwide. "You have no moral authority to request loyalty," the PP leader Pablo Casado said, and said the party only supported the extension due to a sense of obligation to the state. Casado's comments, together with those of speakers from other parties, emphasised the political pressure mounting on the Prime Minister. 2 polls this week signalled that the government's approval rating has declined steadily since it declared the state of emergency back on March the 14th. Earlier yesterday, the Health Ministry reported fewer new coronavirus deaths and confirmed cases. There were 5,756 new infections, pushing the total above 150,000, and the death toll rose by 683 to 15,238. Aerial support has been drafted in as state of alarm measures are intensified across the Alicante province. Yesterday morning, a helicopter was transferred to the province from the air service of the community police headquarters in Valencia. The additional resources will allow intensified surveillance and comes 24 hours after the National Police broke up a party on the roof of an apartment block in Benidorm. 6 people, only one of whom lived in the block, were fined for breaching state of alarm measures. In addition, 3 were fined for possession of marijuana. Torrevieja authorities have officially cancelled the May 2020 fair due to be held between the 6th and the 10th of next month. The city's mayor, Eduardo Dolon, made the announcement on the recommendations of the regional health authorities. A delay until the end of May was considered, but difficulties surrounding suspensions of legal contracts meant the event was cancelled altogether. And a Finnish expat has been arrested in Malaga province for breaking lockdown rules and running around naked. The National Police arrested the man in Fuengirola and charged him with repeated disobedience. The police received a call from a neighbour saying the man was running around without any clothes, shouting he had coronavirus. Officers arrived and found an aggressive man who ignored their instructions, so they arrested him. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date It notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.